Boris confirms he won't be standing down clean break Brexit preparations. By Victoria Friedman on November 30, 2019. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has confirmed that his government will continue preparations for a clean break Brexit despite intentions to pass his EU-approved Brexit deal. The United Kingdom's latest extension on the Article 50 negotiation period before a default no-deal Brexit expires on January 31, 2020. And Mr. Johnson maintains that if he gains a majority in the House of Commons in next month's snap election, he could pass his withdrawal agreement before Christmas. Johnson's team has been giving conflicting signals on preparations for a possible no-deal exit, with no mention of the plans in his manifesto. Days before the election documents launch, a Treasury minister said that planning would continue if the Conservatives win in the December 12 election. The Prime Minister clarified his government's position during an interview with LBC on Friday, confirming that he saw no reason to dismantle no-deal preparations, as they were thoroughly useful in demonstrating to Brussels that the United Kingdom was in earnest about leaving the EU. Many of those preparations will be extremely valuable as we come out of the EU arrangements anyway. So I think they are the right thing to have done and to keep in a state of readiness, Prime Minister Johnson said. The Remainer-dominated House of Commons had thwarted the Prime Minister's plans for leaving the EU as planned on October 31, with or without a deal, by passing the so-called Benn Act, which forced him to ask Brussels for an extension. A new pro-Brexit parliament, he hopes, will not obstruct his plans. However, Remainers still fear that if the Johnson government cannot secure a deal on future trading arrangements with the EU before the end of his withdrawal agreement's transition period ending in December 2020, Britain could end up with a no-deal 2.0, as it will want to diverge from the EU on regulations to become a more competitive global player. The prospect left obsessive Remainer Tony Blair in some distress, with the Iraq war architect saying in October, "The truth is no deal is still on the table because the negotiations are actually a tale of two deals. The second deal, which is the really important one, on Britain's future relationship with Europe, is not decided yet. It will be a negotiation after we do Brexit. It's got to be dealt with by the end of 2020. And the fact of the matter is I actually think the likely outcome of that is no deal." The Frenchman did say this week that the bloc will work to prioritize a basic trade deal with the United Kingdom. But he said that agreement would come at the cost of the British playing by the EU's level playing field rules and signing up to specific EU regulations. Ratification by the EU27 will also be dependent on London bending the knee to Brussels, with one nation's veto enough to scupper a deal entirely. Germany and France have already expressed that they do not want the UK to become a competitor on Europe's doorstep. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.